thank you for allowing us to come out and to worship you. And Lord, we just thankful for, Lord, the blessings of this new year that you've allowed us to see. So, Lord, we just say, have your way is our prayer. But we ask that you would speak, and, Lord, that we will hear you. Pray that the seed will fall on good ground, bring forth a bountiful harvest in this season. But we pray favor and peace upon your people all over this place. And, Lord, we pray for those that are not able to be here today. But, Lord, that you would touch them as only you can. And we just say, have your way in Jesus' name. Lord, we want to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. So we just say thank you, Lord, again for the opportunity and privilege of proclaiming the gospel, the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Speak now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, Happy New Year to everyone. And we just pray God's best for you in this new year. You know, the thing about New Year is that there are a lot of resolutions that go about in the new year. Some resolve to do one thing for another. And every time, you know, it never fails on this new year about, you know, the weight thing. We always going to do the weight thing. We're going to go to the gym. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. And some of us have those electronic clothes bins, you know. In some places they call it treadmills, but a lot of places they just let clothes hang on, you know. You know, a lot of places those, but we.
I'm a sprint man. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? But this is the thing about the treadmill, you know, people resolve and they just, you know, you go in people's house and they just got clothes hanging all over it. And you can tell that they haven't walked not one, I don't know how many steps, not any. But they resolved at the beginning of the year to do that. We resolved to do a lot of things during the new year. But we want to call your attention to the gospel according to John, because this is what we all can resolve to do and should resolve to do within the new year. And we're not going to be up long because this is a serious time, and at this first Sunday of this new year, and this Sunday that we partake of the sacrament, and how we're starting off. It's just a blessing to be here, to fellowship with all of you, our brothers and sisters in Christ. In John 4, 23, 24, reading from the New King James, Jesus is speaking here. He says, but the hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. There may be a lot of resolutions that go on today, but my resolution is I choose to worship him. And I think that should be all of our resolution, is that we choose to worship the Lord. There are many things that are going on. There are many things that plague our country. Man, we're talking about a government shutdown. We're talking about people that are working in some instances that can't get paid, but they're mandated to be on their job because of the government shutdown. The many things and many, you know, those people have families that they are to support, and they have a life that goes on just like each and every one of us. And there are things that are going on in that we're seeing trending by way in our society with youth violence and different things. Plenty of things that are going on, whole lot of issues that are going on. But the church needs to get back with worship and true worship. And this is the thing that when I studied the history, Mike, of this very place, when I study the history of Cloyd right here on this place, and I'm studying and I'm reading and learning about all the revivals and things that were taking place back there in the 1700s, late 17, when I'm looking at that and I'm reading that and I'm hearing and I get excited at that, man, not only were they having revival back then, but we should be having revival right now. We got to be called back to righteousness. Hallelujah. Being called back to righteousness. I'm honored to be able to share this platform with a brother on last Sunday who proclaimed the gospel and called sin what it is. Because we become a nation that has gotten comfortable with sin and gotten, as you said, casual with sin, that we don't speak about it anymore. We don't want to hurt anybody's feeling. But let me let you in on a secret. There is a time coming when there's going to be a real hurt. That's coming forward. Gonna be a real hurt. And we have to get back to worshiping, getting back into having that fire and revival that this church was planted and built on. Hallelujah. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a revival that man brings forth to speak to the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls in a very real way. A gospel that is proclaimed to where it changes individuals in their lifestyles. Whole lot of things like that. We have to get back to true worship. When you look at what the dictionary speaks about worship, it says one, it says homage rendered to God, which is to God. Then, which is sinful, adultery, to render to any created being. Then it says human response to the perceived presence of the divine, a presence which transcends normal human activity and is holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's holy. And so, simply, Jesus said, and he's talking to this woman at the well. Very familiar passage of scripture. And he says, he gets on down, and we know how the story, he begins to tell her about herself, and she's talking about the Father and different things. But he says, you worship what you do not know. We worship. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. Then he puts that word in there, but the hour is coming. Hallelujah. And now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Glory. True worship. Not a semblance of worship, not just a form of worship, but true worship. I remember growing up as a child, I used to hear the old saints of God say, they made this statement all the time. I would hear it, and I know it became cliche, but I would hear it often. It says, what comes from the heart reaches the heart. That's what true worship is. It's when it's coming from the heart, it goes out and reaches the heart. True worship calls us to change our lives. You don't come in the presence of God and leave unchanged. When you're in the presence of God, there's a change that takes place in our life. And men, people say, well, I went there and nothing happened. Well, man, were you really in the presence of God? Because in the presence of God, I'm telling you, there's a change that takes place. You don't walk the same when you've been in the presence of God. You don't believe me? Ask Jacob. You just don't walk the same. When you're in God's presence, there's something about it that changed you. When you ask Moses about it, Moses went into the presence of God and his countenance changed. He didn't look the same. He had to be veiled. Hallelujah. Because of the presence of God. But this all stems from worship. And we need to get back to worship. But Mike, I pray often, and my desire is that when I'm proclaiming the gospel, I say, Lord, no matter what my studies have been in school, I want to keep this gospel simple. I want to proclaim the gospel in its simplicity. To know that you can be not only saved, but you can be changed, and you can be empowered and are empowered by the Holy Spirit when you come to that place of true worship. When you come to that place of worship, say, what's going on then in this world today? Well, there's too much of worshiping men than there is of worshiping God. Too much worshiping men, too much looking on men and not on God. And I'm telling you, when you come to worship God in spirit and in truth, God hears that and he loves that. And he responds to that by blessing us. That when we are there, as Pastor Mike had prayed, that our needs would be met when we worship him in spirit and in truth. When we surrender ourselves, when we make ourselves a living sacrifice, God will honor that and he'll begin to bless us in kind. Hallelujah. Because that's his response to our worship to him. And God created everybody to seek something that's higher than themselves. Many people just don't know that that's God Almighty that they're searching for. It's God. It's God. And he is a holy God. There are many churches around. There are many people that's quoting having churches, but they're not having it in the right way. They're not worshiping God in spirit and in truth. They're coming together. It's almost just like having a fellowship or a social club. They just come and they meet and they leave. And next Sunday, guess what? Come back, meet, leave. And next Sunday, come back, meet, leave. And nobody is changed. Nobody's changed. Just going through the motions. But man, when we worship God, there should be reverence that he is a holy God. Hallelujah. That he is an awesome God. That he is a wonderful God. That he is. Hallelujah. God, and he's God all by himself. Glory to God. When we come to worship him, church, simply, we can't come half-stepping. We got to come. The songwriter says, I surrender half. Did it? Wouldn't that be a song? Wouldn't that be a song? I surrender a piece. Wouldn't that be something? No, the songwriter had it right. He says, I surrender all. That's what worship is. That's what worship is that coming to a place of surrender. As Pastor said, making ourselves living sacrifice. That's what true worship is. And we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. There are many fallacies that are out there, church. Let me just tell you now, many fallacies out there that people are believing one thing and people are believing another. Again, they're having a semblance of going through everything that looks holy is not holy. There are some entities. They call them churches. I don't call them churches, but there are some entities that if you went into one of their services, man, it looks holy. The candles are lit right. The place looks right. They have what they call their Bibles. But man, they don't believe really in a holy God. God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And this is the thing about the truth. I don't compromise with it. Don't back off of it. I proclaim the gospel. Today, there'll be other times for me preaching. Today, what today is about is in this new year, it's about this body starting off right in this new year. It's about this body. It's about us starting off this year right. And so just wanted to bring that scripture to your mind and resolve in this new year that we're going to worship God. I choose to worship him. It's not something that is a burden to me. It's not something that's grievous to me. I choose to worship because we all have a choice in the matter. But I choose to worship him because I know who he is. I know what he's done for me, and I thank God for what he's done for me, and I praise him for what he's done for me. But I more so worship him and thank him because of who he is. Yeah, just because of who he is. He's God and he's God alone. And so in this new year, we need to start by worshiping him and make it our resolution to worship him in spirit and in truth. Truth, sometimes, man, it cuts. Truth, sometimes it cuts. Sometimes it cuts deep. What is truth? This is truth. This is truth. This is truth, and this is truth is greater than fact. I stand on truth. It may be a fact that I'm hurting in my body, but the truth says, by his stripes, I'm healed. You see that? It may be a fact that, man, somebody may have a need, may need a bill paid, but truth says that I'll supply all your need according to my riches. That's truth. And we need to worship him in truth and not compromise on it. And I'm honored, man. I'm telling you. The word last week from this brother to make a stand and proclaim what he proclaimed, bro, we're yoked. We're yoked, brother. Hallelujah. Glory. Anybody that will proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ without compromise, man, I can be yoked with him. I can be yoked with him. But today is about starting this new year off right and worshiping. What I'm going to ask is that before we partake of this communion, that every one of us would come down this altar. Every one of us would assemble down here. You can make your way now. That every one of us, we want to start this new year off right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As you come, please know this. that there is an enemy that's against us, against every one of us. There's an enemy that's against us. He says in John, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He want to do that to you. My bride and I, on New Year's Day, just celebrated our wedding anniversary. But guess what? We have an enemy that's against us. He wants to tear this thing up. He wants to wreck our relationship just like he wants to wreck your relationship. And the thing about this new year, more than anything, is that these individual church bodies that have become one body, he wants to wreck it and throw a wrecking ball just as fast as he can. But man, he's a liar. He's a liar. I choose to worship him, and I pray that that's your resolve as well, that we come together as one body, to worship a holy God in this year and going forward, a holy God. And this is the thing, church, it's not can he do it. I serve a God, and I choose to serve a God that is able to do abundantly, above everything that we can even ask or think. He is able to do that. And not only is he able, but he will do it. Let's go before the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we come and we surrender ourselves to you. Lord, have your way in this place. Lord, search our hearts and minds in this new year as we come together as a body, Lord, to honor you, to glorify you, to exalt you, and to lift you up. Lord, it's not about us, it's about you, and we come together, Lord, making ourselves in agreement, yoked one with another, that we're going to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. You are holy God. You are God, and you're God alone. You're set up from everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we honor your Son, Jesus Christ, who you gave to be a propitiation for our sin. Lord, you gave your Son as a good gift and a free gift, that if we would respond and accept him, that, Lord, we would have fellowship with you and with one another. So, Lord, we just thank you for this house. We thank you for every home that's represented here this morning. And at this altar, Lord, we lay it down. Everything that we have, Lord, we lay it down before you. Lord, not to pick it up again. Lord, where there's hurt, Lord, we lay it down. Lord, where there's unforgiveness, we lay it down. Lord, where there's envy, we lay it down. Lord, whatever the issue is this morning, we lay it down before your feet. And we surrender ourselves. So, Lord, as Jeremiah said, he says that he was going down to the potter's house as you instructed him. And there he saw the potter working with clay. And he said that the clay in the potter's hand was marred. And then he said, Lord, that the potter took the clay, and, Lord, he didn't throw it away. Lord, he made it over into something that pleased the potter. And then you said, Lord, as the clay is in my hand, the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. And so, Lord, we're in your hand. And we just ask that you make us over, Lord. We want to worship you, Lord. Make us over is our prayer. Lord, we surrender. I thank you for all that are assembled here today. Lord, I pray that we would just worship you and not make our name great, but make your name great in this community. Lord, give us the courage, give us the wisdom, give us the strength, and to be led by your Spirit to do the work that you're calling us to do in this community and beyond. And we will praise your name, Lord, forever and ever. And the church says, amen. I choose to worship. Let's give him a praise. invite you to the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's anybody that don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, today is a great day to get one. Come to him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Hallelujah.
This morning, as we take communion, I would ask that as the sacraments are being passed out, that you would take them and hold them. And then after everyone is served, then we'll take the sacraments together. Communion is a holy sacrament. Jesus is inviting us to have supper with him. He's saying, come, sit with me. Dine with me, share with me, remember me. I would ask at this time that the elders come forward who are going to serve, please. In John, the 6th chapter, we find these words. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. Ye who eat my flesh and drink my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. As a living Father hath sent me and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for these sacraments, the bread and the blood. We pray your blessings on them and on us. We take these sacraments, Lord, out of love. We take these sacraments, Lord, to remember you and your great love for us. We take these sacraments, Lord, as your children, we take these sacraments, Lord, knowing that we have eternal life with you. And we thank you so much. Now bless these that will be taking and partaking in our communion with you. It's in Jesus' name we can pray. Amen. You will notice that as the sacraments are passed, in the bread, we've got some gluten-free bread for those who need it. Won't you prepare your hearts for the Lord's Supper?